Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, the race to be the Fianna Fáil candidate for president is really on the boil this morning. Fianna Fáil MEP Billy Kelleher is apparently stepping up his bid to seek the party nomination. And then you have the former Dublin football manager Jim Gavin, who's also being very much linked now with a bid to the Oras. Speaking to us on Tuesday of this week, Billy Kelleher had this to say.
Well, look, Claire, I have to be very honest with you. I mean, I haven't given this any personal thought myself. I mean, people did approach me some time ago, particularly some parliamentary colleagues, just saying, would I consider it? You know, lots of names were being discussed at the time in terms of MEPs across various political parties, and people did approach me at the time. But I didn't give it any personal consideration or political consideration, but I was more primarily focused on ensuring that Fianna Fáil would have a healthy, robust interrogation of candidates to ensure that we could find one that would stand scrutiny in terms of an election campaign, but also would stand for the values that Fianna Fáil exposes.
But you're not saying you wouldn't do it.
Well, I mean, clearly, Claire, I mean, if a party approached a person and asked them, you know, obviously you would have to give it serious consideration. I've been a member of the parliamentary party since 1993. You know, I've given my life to the party and the party has been very good to me. But the point I'm making is if you were approached, well, obviously you would have to give it consideration.
That's Billy Kelleher speaking on Tuesday. John Downing, political columnist with the Irish Independent, is on the line now. Good morning, John.
Hello, Claire.
He wasn't sure on Tuesday. He's sure now.
I think he is very definitely sure, and I'm pretty, I'm convinced he was sure all along,
okay.
Being a little bit coy, I think, on Tuesday.
Yeah, but
unusual for Billy Kelleher to be coy.
Right.
By the way, one has to work very hard to dislike Billy Kelleher. He's probably one of the most liked politicians across all parties.
Now, his problem, though, is Jim Gavin, who seems to be the favourite in the eyes of Micheál Martin. So what's going on?
Well, we can take a lot from the silence both of Jim Gavin and of the leadership. There is very definitely movement. All of this has generated movement. Fianna Fáil were supposed to meet in Cork on the 15th of September, just a couple of days before the Dáil comes back. There's now every sign that there will be a meeting early next week, so they're pulling that back by the guts of a fortnight and trying to deal with this. Jim Gavin certainly has been approached, is certainly considering it, and there are lots of advantages from the leadership point of view and from HQ in opting for Jim Gavin, assuming he does take the plunge.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had Thomas Byrne, for example, Fianna Fáil Minister of State, on the programme yesterday saying that you need someone with broad reach. You can't just be talking to and getting support from those who are Fianna Fáil supporters by the very nature of the presidential election. So from a leadership point of view, if you're looking at Jim Gavin, he might just tick that box for you.
Absolutely. As a football man, his position right now, and we've had a great summer of Gaelic football. He is the man who rendered Puke football, God bless Pat Spillane, rendered the last rites to that dreadful, turgid blanket defence and so on.
Mm-hmm.
We had some exhilarating Gaelic football matches, a lot of it down to the work of Jim Gavin and his colleagues.
Right, but then you have the other side of this campaign, which will be the debating side, and there will be a number of debates. And Jim, you know, for all of his work that he has done elsewhere, he doesn't have experience of those kind of scenarios, does he? And does that matter?
He doesn't. I mean, he is basically a parachutist. He's also an airman, and he knows the dangers of parachuting, and parachutes don't always open. But political parachutists, we've had them before, and they've had varying degrees of success. Provided they apply themselves to learning their trade, they can be very successful. He's certainly been well able to present. He has been before Oireachtas committees. He was engaged in a citizens' assembly, worked on the North Inner City Dublin, and presumably as a senior businessman, he would be very used to presenting and marshalling his arguments and so on. But you are right, the terms of engagement in politics are quite different. Now, people who have watched him closely, to be honest, I have not, But people who have watched him closely said he can be very wooden in his presentations. And there is this factor X, this electability, likability factor, which Billy Kelleher has in spades. So that would be a kind of compare and contrast.
But you have to win the numbers game in the party. So if the leader is telling you, and let's imagine that this is the scenario, this is as reported all week, that Micheál Martin wants Jim Gavin to be the nominee. So he's obviously, all of his ministers are going to go with that, aren't they?
Yeah. By my count, 71, the electorate will be the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party. By the way, the last time they did this was on the 19th of September 1997, when there was a very brutal and clinical encounter where Mary McAleese eclipsed former Taoiseach, the late Albert Reynolds.
Yes.
Now the electorate, 48 TDs, 19 senators and 4 MEPs. My old school arithmetic puts that at 71. Now, if, as you say, and all signs are that the Taoiseach wants Jim Gavin and he's keen to take the plunge or persuadable to take the plunge, the Gavin side of the equation should begin with 8 full senior ministers, 10 ministers of state and 8 committee chairs. Again, school arithmetic says 26. Out of 71, he needs just 10 more votes. So that would be a hard hill for Billy Kelleher to climb. However, Billy Kelleher has form in this department. He managed to buck the trend against leadership and party HQ in 2000 and get the nomination for the European Parliament in the South constituency. He's managed a lot of other things in adversity over the years. He's been at Leinster House, as he pointed out the other day, since 1993. He's managed in the cauldron that was Cork North Central as a TD since 1997. As National Director of Elections in 2016, Fianna Fáil achieved results that bucked polling trends and the whole lot. So he has form as a political battler. And I think Micheál Martin is going to look at his potential candidature very warily.
Now, where does this leave Bertie Ahern, Eamon O'Queeve, Mary Hanafin, all of whom could be in the mix, or some of whom who've definitely expressed an interest in being in the mix?
In other circumstances, yes, all have particular qualities. Eamon O'Queeve especially, I'm a long-time admirer of Eamon O'Queeve. But the Bertie Ahern one is very interesting. I always found that a least likely scenario, but the longer it went on, and I'll give you just one indicator. We read that up to a dozen Fianna Fáil TDs would support Bertie Ahern's candidature. None of them is prepared to put their name publicly to that idea. So that's just one straw in the wind.
Yes.
I just feel he knows, everybody knows, all the stuff about his unorthodox personal finances, the criticisms of the tribunal in 2011 and so on, all of that will play heavily against him. He actually has probably the best qualifications and credentials and would very likely make a very fine president, but the politics of the whole thing are heavily loaded against him.
All right. Well, all should be revealed in the coming weeks, you believe, or maybe in the coming week if we get that meeting next week. John, thanks very much for your analysis. John Downing there from the Irish Independent. Coming up next on the programme, 1 year on, a new appeal over the disappearance of Kyran Dernan.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.